Jack here. We have Sam Telfer in the studio. Sam is a member for Flinders. How are you today?
Very well. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, today I want to talk about a couple of things. The first being the jetty survey, LGA jetty survey. What's going on with that?
There's jetties all around South Australia. Local government has control of around half the jetties. There's some 70, and around half of them are at least two councils. It's a big number, 70 jetties, and here on the Eyre Peninsula in my electorate, there's 19.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of jetties, and this survey really is to try and build up the public support for making sure that state government know that they've got a responsibility to act. State government own all the jetties in South Australia, at least half back to councils, but it's time that they stump up to put some capital investment back in.
What does the survey in itself look like?
So it's basically trying to get people from different communities to show how important their jetty is, what does it get used for, what they see in the future it's going to be used for. And as I said, try and highlight where investment is needed. So for us on the Eyre Peninsula, it's front and centre because the Tumby Bay jetty is closed at the moment. The Port Neal and Port Lincoln jetty are getting work, which is funded by council.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's other jetties such as Streaky Bay and Ceduna that are needing attention soon. So it's very much an important subject for us.
It all seems like it's happening at once.
Well, the problem is with these jetties, they're ageing and they're getting to a point of disrepair where it needs significant overhaul. And this is why it is a state government, and I hope a federal government, responsibility and priority, because it's those ones with more capacity to be able to fund these things which should be putting money in, not just relying on local communities and local councils who don't have that sort of money.
And when will we see results from this survey?
Oh, I know it's open for a little bit longer, and I'd encourage people to search it out, the LGA jetty survey, and then that work will be collated together and used as a hopefully effective tool to be able to lobby other levels of government.
Okay, cool. And so I wanted to have a quick chat about some power outages that have been taking place.
Yeah, so last week we had SAPN turn the power off to swathes of our western part of our state. So Ceduna, Streaky Bay, Wirrala, at Penong. So areas where the wind had started to build up. And it was a warm day on that day for sure, but to go to the point of switching the electricity off is a major step, especially in the middle of September, where you know the moisture content in the ground is still up and the grass is still a bit green. So I was just making sure that SAPN know that this is a significant issue, because our communities deserve to know if their power is going to be at risk of being turned off for the next 6 months. If you do it in September, you basically commit yourself to doing it until it rains again in March, April, May, whenever that might be. To have power switched off means that we also lose mobile phones,
yeah.
We lose our telephone connection, our internet, and really that's an unsafe predicament to be putting our communities in.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit of a heads up.
Absolutely. Communication and some insight into what are the trigger points for SAPN to be switching the power off, because the justification I'm concerned they're using really doesn't take into consideration other risks.
Absolutely. Alrighty, Sam. Well, that is it for our catch-up this week. If people want to get in contact with you, where can they find you?
Absolutely. My office is in Port Lincoln and Ceduna, or you can send me an email, flinders@parliament.sa.gov.au, or contact me through my Facebook page.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.